Hello, BKFK listeners. This is the last episode for 2023. We hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. Let's find out who the superstars are for this story.
My name is Myla. I'm 8 years old. I come from Stuttgart, Germany, and I love mountain biking.
Hi, my name is Rebel. I'm 5 years old. I'm from United States. I like playing Legos and driving in my Power Wheels car with my little sister and playing with my train set and listening to My Kids for Kids.
Well done, guys. Myla and Ellie wrote a quiz for this story. If you'd like to try the quiz, just listen after the story. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
Santa's surprise party. Once upon a time, in the enchanting snowy realm of the North Pole, where the air was as crisp as a gingerbread cookie and the stars twinkled like holiday lights, Santa Claus had just wrapped up his most important job of the year, delivering presents to children all around the world. He was utterly exhausted. His cheeks were rosier than ever, and his once neatly groomed beard was now a tangled mass that resembled a plate of spaghetti after a playful food fight. Santa sank into his big plush chair, sighing deeply.
"Oh, my aching feet,"
he mumbled to himself.
"That was one long night. I could use a rest."
However, the ever dedicated and mischievously inventive elves had different plans. They gathered in their bustling workshop, their pointy hats bobbing with excitement, and whispered like a breeze through the snow-covered trees. After a sprinkle of glittering fairy dust and the chorus of mischievous giggles, they decided to give Santa a surprise gift, something that would warm his heart and make his rosy cheeks even rosier. Sugar Plum, the tiniest elf with the biggest ideas, piped up,
"Let's create something truly magical for Santa. A gift he'll remember forever."
All the elves nodded in agreement, their eyes sparkling with determination, and they set to work. They needed to wake Santa. Sugar Plum tiptoed to Santa's bedroom, carefully balancing a tray of hot cocoa and sugar cookies.
"Santa, wake up. We've got a surprise for you."
Santa, who was snoring louder than a sleigh bell, stirred and rubbed his eyes.
"What's going on?"
he grumbled.
"Come on, Santa. Get dressed and follow us."
Intrigued, Santa put on his bright red suit and, with a mighty yawn and a stretch, followed Sugar Plum to the workshop. Now, normally, Santa's workshop is a place of enchantment, with its candy cane striped walls and a roof covered with twinkling fairy lights. It's a sight to behold. The workshop is surrounded by a powdery snowscape that stretches as far as the eye can see. Tall, frosted pine trees surround the workshop, their branches filled with glistening icicles. A plume of smoke curls from the workshop's chimney, carrying the delicious aroma of freshly baked cookies and gingerbread. The workshop's entrance has a pair of oversized candy cane striped doors, each with ornate golden handles shaped like sleigh bells. Inside, the workshop is a hive of activity. Elves in their colorful outfits work diligently at wooden workbenches, crafting toys of all shapes and sizes. The workshop is bathed in a warm golden glow from the hundreds of twinkling fairy lights hanging from the rafters. At one end of the workshop, a roaring fireplace that keeps the elves cozy and warm. There are shelves upon shelves of toys in various stages of completion. There are stuffed animals, wooden trains, dollhouses, and even a corner of the newest high-tech gadgets. Each elf has their own workstation, complete with tiny tools, paint pots, and colorful ribbons. A giant conveyor belt moves toys from one end of the workshop to the other for assembly and wrapping. A crazy-looking machine sorts nuts and bolts for toy assembly, clacking its wooden teeth together as it works. An enormous printer with snowflake-shaped rollers churns out rolls of wrapping paper covered in snowflake patterns. The air is filled with the delightful sounds of holiday music playing softly in the background, keeping the elves' spirits high. At the heart of all this is Santa's desk, where he pores over wish lists, plans his routes, and writes replies to children's letters. As Santa entered the workshop, his eyes widened with amazement. The elves had transformed the place into a twinkling wonderland. Strings of lights draped from the ceiling and colorful paper lanterns floated above their heads. The scent of freshly baked gingerbread filled the air, making Santa's tummy rumble with delight.
Surprise!
The elves cheered, their voices harmonizing like a chorus of jingle bells. Santa's heart warmed as he gazed at the magical scene before him.
Oh my! You've outdone yourselves, my little friends.
The elves clapped their hands and giggled. But that was only the beginning. They had prepared magical gifts for Santa, each more wondrous than the last.
A laughter machine.
This is a marvelous machine that produces the sound of children's laughter to remind you of the joy you bring to the world. You can turn it on whenever you feel a bit down.
Reindeer navigation hat.
This is a hat that helps the reindeer find their way home in any weather.
Weather controlling mittens.
These will allow you to control the weather during your deliveries.
Magical slimming potion.
This will help you go down the narrowest of chimneys.
A magic sleigh tune player.
This is a music box that plays all the songs you love to hear while riding your sleigh. Each note is a sprinkle of holiday joy.
A rainbow beard groomer.
This is a special comb that turns your beard into a shimmering rainbow. It sparkles in every color of the rainbow with each stroke.
A snowflake alarm clock.
This is an alarm clock shaped like a snowflake that will wake you up with a gentle tinkling of falling snowflakes. It's impossible to wake up grumpy with this cheerful clock.
A hot cocoa maker hat.
This is a cozy hat with a flick of this fluffy pom-pom makes the most delicious hot cocoa you've ever tasted. It even whips cream for you.
Santa was overwhelmed with joy and gratitude.
You've given me the best gifts I could ever ask for, my dear elves. Each one is truly magical.
But the elves weren't done yet. They had one more gift to give. They led Santa outside where his reindeer were gathered.
Rudolph,
Sugar Plum said,
we haven't forgotten about you.
They handed Rudolph a shiny red nose warmer that sparkled like a ruby. Rudolph's eyes glowed brighter than his nose, and he gave a hearty thank you. The elves and Santa's reindeer gathered together in a circle, and Santa couldn't help but feel his heart swell with happiness. The love and appreciation he felt from his friends warmed him even more than the coziest of blankets. And so, under the twinkling stars and the watchful eyes of the North Pole, Santa and his elves celebrated together. They laughed, danced, and sang until the snowy night turned into a new day, filled with the promise of another year of spreading joy and magic to children all around the world. And as for the special gifts from his beloved elves, Santa cherished them forever, reminding him that the true magic of Christmas was the love and kindness shared among friends and family.
And here comes the quiz, read by Myla.
Where does the story take place? The story takes place in the North Pole. What does Santa just finish doing? Santa had just finished delivering presents to children all around the world. What did the elves decide to do for Santa? The elves decided to give Santa a surprise gift. Who was the tiniest elf with the biggest ideas? Sugarplum was the tiniest elf with the biggest ideas. What did Sugarplum bring to wake up Santa? Sugarplum brought a tray of hot cocoa and sugar cookies to wake up Santa. What did the elves transform the workshop into? The elves transformed the workshop into a twinkling wonderland. What was the first magical gift the elves gave to Santa? The first magical gift the elves gave to Santa was a laughter machine. What did the elves give to Rudolph? The elves gave Rudolph a shiny red nose warmer.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.